This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Rich, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. As you know, we follow each other on Twitter, and we've had some correspondence before, and it's a pleasure to finally get to meet you this way.
Well, listen, I'm glad you made time to come on the show, and I appreciate it very, very much. I followed you on Twitter for a long time at South Jersey Giants, and I think your tweet explaining who you are in terms of you're a full-time mathematics professor, a baseball coach, a passionate advocate of reason, individualism, and laissez-faire capitalism. And you've had some great tweets over the years. So I saw on Twitchy, which is great. Twitchy's an aggregator. They have a big article about you. We have to take a stand. Right-leaning teacher's thread throwing down on the mob coming to cancel him is an epic must read. What's going on here? What happened?
Well, as you know, I mean, my Twitter account doesn't have my name on it. It's from a baseball team that my assistant coach started for me when I had a team. I owned and coached a collegiate summer team. I kept it after the team folded for the reason of, you know, voicing my opinions. And I didn't put my name on it because, as you know, people who think like you and I don't have the luxury of being out in the open with our beliefs. I mean, unless you're a talk radio host, which I'm not, you kind of have to hide. And, you know, and it's especially at a university. Universities put a big emphasis on diversity and tolerance, which is great. I'm all for it. But when it comes to ideas, the exact opposite is true. This is case in point right there. There's no tolerance for a diversity of opinion.
No, you can't be a conservative in academia. That's for sure. You can be as outspoken as you want if you're a liberal. And as you know, as you point out, you can bash Trump. You can bring up Black Lives Matter, any other political movement that the left endorses. But if you bring up political movements on the right, or you would say positive things about President Trump in a classroom like that, you'd be canceled. And so you've been very careful to keep that separate from your political beliefs, which you express really anonymously on Twitter.
Correct. And you know what? It was some years ago, about 4 years ago, it was after the election, we had some national controversy when a professor made some actually racially charged comments after the Trump elections, and Fox was on it, and Jesse Waters came to campus, wasn't even allowed on campus to interview students. But the university backed him strongly, firmly, backed the professor, you know, for his academic freedom rights. And it just seems like a really gross double standard here, especially because my tweets were nowhere even remotely racist or of a racially biased or discriminatory nature, not even close. So the double standard is amazing. And, you know, I love my employer, I love my university, but this is really unfair treatment right now. That professor faced no discipline, no investigation, nothing like what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, I mean, you've tweeted out, you tweeted out a picture of four incredibly prominent African-Americans, and you tweeted out, "Black history is American history, hashtag heroes." You said the year has sucked so bad, it took until today to hit my emotional low point. Rest in peace to the legend, Jackie Robinson, when he passed away. I mean, you've...
Oh, you mean Dr. Williams, you mean.
And then happy birthday, Jackie, and happy birthday, Jackie, American hero. I mean, I don't see anything racist in your post, but so what happened? So somebody went after you on Twitter and then brought it to the university's attention, and then what did they do at that point?
Well, somebody, it seems as if two people, at least two people who are not even students at the university, they're graduates, found out that this was me, I had two tweets. One of them, I made an argument that basically expressed my opposition to reparations, which is now something that the Biden administration is considering, or they're having, I don't know, talks about. And I called reparations racist BS, and because they are racist by definition. But I opposed reparations, and I merely questioned the effectiveness of bias training as far as, you know, does it actually make race relations worse? Does it divide us? Well, it seems as if two people not even affiliated with the university anymore, former students, graduates, found out it was me. They took screenshots of the tweets, doxed me by putting my name, my title, my employer on the tweets, sent them to current students to get them riled up that I'm some kind of racist monster. Of course, they overlooked the tweets that you're mentioning about my African-American heroes, one of which is Clarence Thomas. So I guess that doesn't go over well, but too bad, he's my hero. But doxed me for this, sent it to the university. One of them sent it immediately to, or directly to the university. Is this your professor? By the end of the day, I was on paid leave, and the university has already concluded that those tweets are of a biased or discriminatory nature, which is ridiculous.
So then are you going to be able to keep your job as a professor?
Well, I hope so. I mean, there's going to be an investigation that I don't know. You know, I'm going to learn more about it today, the details, but there's an investigation that's going to be undertaken. And I wanted to be quiet about this because even these accusations, as untrue as they are, can totally destroy somebody. But somebody from the school newspaper reached out to me and made it pretty clear that they were going to do an article with a Monday deadline. And, you know, I had no choice but to put my argument, my case out there without going through the school newspaper because, I mean, look, the two people who are seemingly behind this wrote for the school newspaper when they were here. So Me making my case through the paper, I've got like a 0.0% chance of having my case fairly represented. So I just, my Twitter's still open because I stand behind everything I've written. I put it on the pinned tweet. I laid it all out there, and it's for anybody who wants to see it at South Jersey Giants on Twitter. And it's a shame that it had to happen this way because I wanted to keep it under wraps, but, you know, that wasn't going to be the case.
Professor Gregory Menko is my guest of St. Joseph's University. He's now on paid leave, and he's fighting back against the cancel culture. I don't see anything in your tweets that are racist. I don't think it's racist to question reparations. I mean, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who happens to be black, he's against reparations. Walter Williams, great professor, obviously, also against reparations. I mean, there are so many prominent black conservatives who are against reparations. Being against reparations does not inherently make one racist, not even close. I mean, it's illogical to say that that's the case. What I think is really happening to you here is you're being punished for your political views because they're just not political views that align with theirs. And what they do is they immediately throw the R word out there. And the minute somebody is labeled a racist, well, then, you know, then all hell has to break loose, obviously.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, Walter Williams makes like the exact same argument that I made, although in a full op-ed. And with even stronger language. And I mean, you know, good luck saying that Walter Williams is a racially biased person. You know, good luck with that argument. And even in my pinned tweet, I have a link to an op-ed because I do write op-eds in my spare time. I have an op-ed that I wrote about systemic racism and how I think that it should be cured, not with heavy government redistribution and social programs that honestly make matters worse, but we need more freedom, individualism, capitalism. And I made that argument very clear because it is a concern of mine. But it seems as if there is, you know, it seems as if you either must approve of reparations as a condition of continued employment, or at best, you have to just be quiet about your opinions. And that's not right. And that people shouldn't live this way. People shouldn't, you know, have to be afraid of being who they are. And I've had students reach out to me. I've had people on campus reach out to me that, you know, they don't want to come out publicly with their support because they're afraid. but they do support this for the fact that they don't want to be afraid to be who they are anymore.
I'm glad you're pushing back on this, Greg. I really am, because this cancel culture crap has to stop. And, you know, Dr. Williams was a brilliant, brilliant man. He's one of my conservative heroes, as is Dr. Thomas Sowell. He's really the reason I am a conservative. And, you know, these two incredible geniuses, they really were. They've laid out exactly what you're saying here, and they were both professors. And the fact that universities now are going down this road of cancel culture, it's really terrifying. It's dangerous to the republic. It's dangerous to intellectual thought. It's just wrong in every way. I'm glad you're standing up against it, and I wish you all the best. I mean, I would hate to live in a country where you can't express your opinions even anonymously, like the founding fathers did when they wrote the Federalist Papers and all used various names like Publius because they were afraid of the king, you know, coming and taking them away for their thoughts and their beliefs. I would hate that you can't even express your opinions anonymously now in America, because eventually you'll be outed and doxxed and your job, they'll come for your job and everything. I mean, you should be allowed to say it with your full name, but I understand why you'd want to hide on Twitter about it. But my God, if you can't even do that, what is this country? Like, what are we coming to here?
Yeah, it's really awful, and it's a shame. But I have to stand up for who I am and what I believe in, and I'm going to continue to do so. And for those who have reached out, I appreciate your support. I mean, that was the one thing that I really didn't expect. You know, I made that pinned tweet so that the person at the newspaper would see my side, but the response that I've got in general has been overwhelming and really, really comforting to know that there's a lot of people who feel the same way I do and want somebody to take a stand to this. And that's what I intend to do.
Good for you, Greg. Good for you. And follow Greg on Twitter at South Jersey Giants. I will retweet again his link from his big story on Twitchy. Hey, Greg, thanks, man. Good luck and keep me posted. Okay, bud?
I sure will, Rich. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.